Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here. This has been a great show, man. I'm telling you, this morning is flying by. All kinds of different things to talk about. And have we ever gotten tired of hearing this?
And a swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes Rosarena. She's gone!
How big is that home run continuing to live in our minds? You hear that and it takes me right back to, I jokingly said I've never had that good of a vertical jumping out of the chair as I was watching the game. That was a big hit for George Springer. Blue Jays now sights focused on the start of the World Series. LA Dodgers, this is going to be a great matchup. And this is something that is, we've said it before, it's unifying for our country. It's pulling together, it's our country, represented by one team taking on, the LA Dodgers, but really taking on the United States, their pastime, yet our team is right there in the mix, and this is exciting stuff. Everyone watches this with a different perspective, but boy, if you are someone who has spent time in the majors, you've got a very unique perspective on this as well, and my next guest is exactly that. Saskatchewan's own Andrew Elbers, who is a former Major League Baseball pitcher, suited up for the Toronto Blue Jays, the Seattle Mariners, the Minnesota Twins, proud Saskatchewanian who is actually back in the province doing some great work coaching. Of course, he's been involved with the Saskatoon Berries, the Canadian Junior National Team. And I'm happy to say we have caught up with Andrew Elbers on the phone today. Andrew, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
I was mentioning we had the Premier on, Premier Scott Moe, and right away he was more excited to talk about you than the throne speech, which was the reason we had him on the air. But he gave you a great shout-out this morning, said he proudly has one of your jerseys in his office.
Appreciative of that, for sure.
So, pretty exciting stuff. Just give me your thoughts generally on this march the Jays have been making here in the postseason.
Yeah, pretty remarkable, really, when you think about the offseason additions that they made and kind of the big one with Santander, and he hasn't even been healthy for a lot of this. And you know, obviously being able to get past the Yankees and a pretty formidable Mariners team, especially after a trade deadline, they're really doing some special things and not necessarily with the group that you thought it would be. I think if you told a lot of Jays fans that Ernie Clement and Addison Barger and Kiner Falefa would be a third of your lineup, they'd be a little concerned about how much success they had. But those guys are playing really well. You throw in Lucas and Straw into that mix, and you're getting a lot of contributions from really everybody up and down in that lineup, and it's really fun to watch.
Let's talk about that, because often, it doesn't matter what sport, if you're talking about a team winning the Stanley Cup in hockey, their third and fourth line have to be contributing at a level that, in some ways, can be the defining factor. Is that a big part of the success for the Jays?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big part. I think their lineup has gotten really deep because they've gotten contributions from those guys, and at the same time, their superstars have played like superstars. I mean, Vladdy has been amazing in the postseason. George Springer obviously has come up with some big hits. Kirk and Varsho have been solid. You know, so the guys that they've really relied on have also come through. But certainly getting those contributions from guys that maybe they didn't expect to early on in the year has been huge. And, they've been doing it all year. They play a really fun brand of baseball. You know, it's kind of a little bit more traditional where they put the ball in play a little bit more than most. And they run the bases really well and they play really good defense. And just do a lot of the little things right, and it's really nice to see in today's day and age with all the analytics and how heavily they're relied on that some of those fundamental things still play important roles, and to see a team have success when they do those things well is nice.
Let's talk about decisions that are made when it comes to coaches and managers often, and I've heard this from a number of different people, and you just hinted at it there. Analytics now and data play such a big part of it, but some of it is just feel, and we've seen John Schneider do that. Some people have been critical of pitchers that he's brought in partway through the game, and I'm thinking about bringing Little into the game there. Give me your thoughts on the way he's been managing this team. It seems like lots of heart, lots of passion, lots of feel.
Yeah, they're in the World Series, so he's doing something right, right? Like, he's pulled the right strings at the right times, and they've done a good job for the most part. Obviously, there's going to be some second-guessing anytime you lose a game. You can probably wonder, well, should I have done this or should I have done that? And, you know, that's part of the game. That's part of being a manager. You're always going to get second-guessed. I know for me, I probably have a little bit different outlook on some of it. I'd like to see the starters go a little bit longer, especially if they're doing well. But, you know, the research and the data all shows that that third time through gets a little bit dicey. And again, being a former starting pitcher myself, I'm probably a little bit biased there. So I certainly understand someone else making those decisions. But again, you know, it's knowing your personnel. I think he has a really good feel on the pulse of his team. And yeah, he's made a lot of great moves, and that's part of the reason why they are where they are.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Elbers is our guest, former Major League Baseball player from Saskatchewan, played, as I mentioned, on the Toronto Blue Jays roster as part of his Major League career. Let's talk a bit about pitching right now. Maybe I'll start with one that still makes me smile. That walk that John Schneider made out to the mound in Game 4 of the American League Championship Series, Matt Scherzer on the mound, and he's yelling, "No, he's not wanting to come off the mound." Just give me your thoughts on that interaction.
Yeah, personally, that's one of the things that I love. You know, Max is an incredible competitor. Having played against him just a little bit, you see it every time he's on the mound. The guy is an absolute bulldog, never wants to come out of the game, and he's going to fight for every inning, tooth and nail. He's an incredible competitor. He's one of the most intense competitors I saw, even at that level. And, you know, obviously, that one I loved. Again, you're sticking with your guy. You know, you started a little bit longer. He's confident in what he can do, and you get rewarded for it. So that was good to see. That's not always the case, but in that case, it was. And yeah, I love that interaction. Obviously, again, you know, Max isn't coming out, and you almost have to pry the ball out of his hand if you're going to get him out of the ball game. So it was pretty neat interaction. And then for Schneider to leave him in and for him to, I think he punched out the next guy with a breaking ball, it was that's pretty cool.
So let's talk about, I've actually had this conversation with goaltenders, hockey goaltenders, about, you know, it gives them confidence when they make big saves, but they know they've got a great offensive lineup in front of them that are also going to score goals. What's that like for a pitcher? You were in that position playing for a team like the Toronto Blue Jays, who this year have proved not only can they get it done defensively, but they're on the bats this year. They're scoring runs. How much confidence does that continue to instill in pitchers?
Yeah, it's huge. I think the biggest thing is you just don't feel like you have to be perfect. And so you know that they're going to score some runs for you, that they're going to play good defense for you and make plays behind you. And so as a result, you know, you're not trying to or having to strike out everybody or trying to make the perfect pitch all the time. And, you know, that can ease some tension in the body. You feel a little bit more relaxed. And when that happens, you perform better. And certainly from a pitching standpoint, when you can be aggressive and you can try to force early contact and you're not trying to just make every pitch perfect, usually you have a lot more success that way just because you're the aggressor and you're attacking. And hopefully that puts hitters a little bit more on the defensive. And you know, knowing that you have an offense that's going to score some runs for you is a good feeling, because then you know that if you get beat by a solo homer, you're going to be okay. Or somebody hits a solo homer off you, you don't think that's going to be enough to win a ball game. So it allows you to attack guys a little bit more, be a little more aggressive in the strike zone, especially early with nobody on base. And then hopefully that prevents some of those big innings where, you know, maybe there's a walk or two and now all of a sudden you give up the double or the home run and it becomes a big inning. So certainly has an impact, for at least when I played, it had an impact on how I would approach the game and how I would pitch. I would imagine it's kind of the same for those guys up there.
That answer right there is a perspective that almost no one else has, which is why I so appreciate having you on our program. Andrew Elbers is my guest. Let's just talk for a second about one pitcher from each team who you like, whether it's what they've got in their toolkit, the pitches they throw, from the Jays, from the Dodgers. Who are the pitchers that impress you? One from each, if you can.
Oh, man, just one. I mean, the Dodgers' whole rotation, if I can just talk about them. I got to give a shout-out to my former teammate, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. So we played with him in Japan. Man, he is really, really good. Love the way he pitches. Everything moves. It's two-seam cut, curveball, competes really well. Maybe not the best stuff on that staff, but really knows how to pitch and commands the baseball really well. And then from the Jays, man, it's another hard one to pick. Obviously, I think the interesting one right now is Trey Yosevich and what he's done coming up and how good he's been for the Jays. And, you know, if he can have another big start or two where he can give him a chance and give him six innings, you know, that's going to be huge. He's been really, really good since he came up. Obviously, had the one, you know, just mediocre start. The other two have just been lights out. And I think he's going to be a big key to the series. They hopefully he can find a way to do it again and give them a chance in a game or two throughout the series.
We're drawing close to the end of our time. We're chatting with Andrew Albers here on the show, former Major League Baseball player, pitcher, and we're talking about the World Series, of course, which starts up tomorrow night. How good is this for Canadian baseball? You're very involved now from a few different ways. Going yard in Saskatoon, which is a great program, giving kids the ability to grow within the sport. You work with the Saskatoon Berries, the Canadian Junior National Team. How much does this run by the Jays revive baseball in our country?
Yeah, you hope it has an impact. I remember in 92, 93, being 7, 8 years old, watching the Jays make their runs to the World Series. And, you know, all of a sudden it gives young Canadian kids a dream of playing in the World Series one day, seeing it on TV and being able to relate to that. And I feel like it's always a good thing when the Blue Jays are good in Canada. And just the coverage and the excitement that it creates, and for not just the kids playing, but everybody, and you know, gets people excited about baseball again. And again, when you see it on TV more often, and people are excited about it, it's something that you want to try, and that can always be a good thing for the sport in general. So I think when the Jays are like this and they're making runs like this, it just increases numbers, and again, just people get excited about it, and hopefully it leads to a few more Canadians popping up there.
Any prediction? Will you go out and make a prediction for the World Series?
Sure. I got to go with the heart on this one. I'm going to go Blue Jays in 6.
Nice.
And we'll say, yeah, we're going to go Blue Jays in 6. Hopefully, you know, they can get to the Dodgers starters and get into the pen relatively early and have some success that way.
That's good. Well, I hope you're right, and I'm very appreciative again. You gave us some time today, Andrew. Thanks for joining the program.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Andrew Albers, Saskatchewan former Major League Baseball player, played for the Blue Jays, played for a lot. I mean, his Major League career spanned a number of teams. In fact, it's interesting. He was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in the 12th round right out of high school, but decided to attend university. So went to University of Kentucky, had a great 4 years there, playing in that Southeastern Conference, arguably the best Division I college baseball conference in the country. Then drafted again in his senior season, this time by the San Diego Padres in the 10th round, side with the Padres. Had to go through Tommy John surgery, which is quite common for a number of pitchers, but he had a great career, played in a number of different stops, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Mariners, the Twins, played over in Korea, Japan as well, and represented, by the way, Canada's national team 3 times at the World Baseball Classic, 7 times in other tournaments like the Pan Am Games and Premier 12. So he's a great leader, great ambassador for baseball and for our province. Thanks again to Andrew Albers. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Again, to Major League Baseball player Andrew Albers, spent a number of years in the big leagues and still contributes to baseball in our country and our province in a variety of ways. Appreciate having him. Great insight. I love hearing the perspective from someone who's actually stood on the mound in a major league ballpark and pitched for a number of different teams. Well, talking about a change will do you good, it sounds like it's official. The bail reform discussion that we heard from Prime Minister Mark Carney last week was officially introduced as legislation this morning. Some changes we talked about, reverse onus, consecutive sentencing. There's a number of changes. We will break this down a couple more times with some guests. I've got Kurt Griffiths coming in tomorrow morning. Actually, a friend of mine, someone that I've had the opportunity to work with. He's a professor emeritus from Simon Fraser University, criminologist that does some great work. Does this hit the mark? Does it leave gaps that should have been addressed that weren't? We'll get Kurt Griffith's take on this. And then Monday on the Roundtable of Justice, which is from 10 to 11 o'clock, every Monday we do that, we'll put bail reform at the forefront of the discussion. We've got a former Crown prosecutor coming in. I've also got someone from the Canadian Civil Liberties Association who are not happy about the bail reform changes. And they've got a couple of points. As much as I don't necessarily always align from an ideology standpoint with where they're coming from, there are a couple of points that they make about data collection that are areas that I think we need to do a better job in the country on. So a couple of opportunities to dig into bail reform over the next couple of shows here today. Okay, we're taking another break. We've got a great Saskatchewan auto body professional who actually became well-known on TV as well. Dave Mischuk, who is part of Lost Car Rescue, a show many people love. We will have Dave join us and talk a bit about the work that he did on that show and maybe even another project that's in the wings when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.